We are now going to hear about discovery beyond bullet points. And before we get to that, if y'all have questions, there's a QR code in front of you that will lead you to a place that you can send your questions. And then if there's time available, I'll ask those questions. For those of you who are here, if you have a question you want to, you don't want to type it in, there's a microphone here. Please come up. The people who are online need to hear your question. So if you'll do that, please. We're honored to have Paul Gold here to talk to us about discovery. Paul is a board-certified attorney in personal injury trial law. He graduated University of Texas undergrad in SMU law. I could go through an hour and a half talking about Paul Gold, but he's a member of the American Board of Trial Advocates. He's AV rated by Martindale Hubbell and always has been as long as I've known him. He's a past president of Dallas Trial Lawyers Association. He's a sustaining member and director of the Texas Trial Lawyers Association. He has received the State Bar of Texas Gene Cavan Award for Outstanding Contributions to Legal Education. He's received the Dan R. Price Award by the Texas Bar Foundation for Excellence and Contributions to Continuing Legal Education, and a bunch of other awards. And if you have ever been on any listserv anywhere and you had a discovery question, Paul Gold probably answered it and gave you more than you wanted to know, but it was what you needed to hear. Please welcome Paul Gold.
So one thing that isn't on the biography is that I didn't get into the University of Texas. They didn't think I was smart enough. And it's always karma to be invited back to the University of Texas to speak. So thank you for having me this morning. This is not your normal how to do it type of presentation. UT was right. I don't think like an attorney. My parents were artists. I think like an artist. I think very asymmetrically, and I just want to provoke some ideas, okay? Instead of telling you what, I just want to keep asking why. Why are we doing what we're doing, and what is the goal here, all right? So first of all, I just want to know, how many practice on the plaintiff side? Anyone on the defense side? Good. I always go to defense seminars. If you go to just the group that you practice with, it's sort of like always hearing an echo chamber, you know? And it's always good to hear what the other side is saying, because that's really what you kind of need to know in order to develop a strategy to get around it, all right? So I'm not going to tell you anything that you don't already know. So let me tell you where I come from, thinking-wise, and it'll probably help here. And I really appreciate them giving me 45 minutes so that I can wander around on this discussion. First of all, has anyone ever read anything by Brené Brown? All the women in the group. Tells you something else. I practice in an all-woman firm, all right? I'm the only guy. Brené Brown is I guess you would call her a sociologist. Great, if you ever go to TED Talks, gives a great TED Talk. But she gives a presentation on vulnerability. And if you're a trial attorney, you need to watch this TED Talk, because vulnerability is a very important concept. And one of the reasons I like speaking is that instead of practicing this presentation, I mean, Judy's probably heard this presentation probably 10 times. I have never given it the same way twice. I have no idea what I'm going to say. Vulnerability is the courage to be completely open and transparent and perform without a safety net.